Hello and welcome to All Indie Radio on The Global Voice at theglobalvoice.info. One of the rare recordings by Allison's Halo, a tune called Dozen, released on Independent Project Records on a beautiful 7-inch vinyl single. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to All Indie Radio, where we explore indie folk, indie pop, and indie rock music. For the first half of the program today, we'll be listening to music released on Independent Project Records. And then later on, we're going to hear some tunes from a classic recording by Ray Carman from his Bubblegum Buddha LP. So please stay tuned for that.
Thank you.
Collected and the title track from It's Cozy Inside, released back in 1989 on Independent Project Records. Before that, Scenic with Bossa Dune from the Incident at SEMA LP. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to All Indie Radio, playing indie rock, indie folk, and indie pop music in no particular order and with no particular agenda. I'm here every other week on Thursday at 2230 UTC, and Steve's here every other week, so please tune in every Thursday at 2230 UTC for the best in independent music. And now that I've made a shocking mess of my DJing skills, we'll take a quick break with Science and the Sea.
Exploring Science and the Sea. A massive tsunami in northwestern Sumatra wiped out coastal villages for miles. Only one survived. But by a century later, its influence began to wane, the result of a new power settling on the sites of the destroyed villages. Archaeologists began studying the area in detail after another tsunami in 2004 killed more than 150,000 in Sumatra alone. And in 2006, one researcher discovered bits of pottery and Muslim gravestones that were uncovered by the 2004 tsunami. He recruited a large team to study a 25-mile stretch of coastline in a region known as Aceh. The team discovered thousands of gravestones and tens of thousands of bits of pottery. They were concentrated in 10 villages. 9 of the villages were abandoned at the same time, around 1394. That corresponds to the time of a major tsunami revealed by geological studies. The 10th village survived because it was on higher ground. It remained a major trading site for more than a century after the tsunami. After that, though, it withered away. At the same time, new villages began appearing in the region decimated by the tsunami. The new villages probably weren't settled by the locals. Instead, they were established by Muslim traders from other parts of Southeast Asia. They built the Aceh Sultanate, which lasted for centuries before it disappeared as well. The researchers say their work suggests that scientists should look to the archaeological record to help measure the risk of environmental disasters, like tsunamis. For the University of Texas Marine Science Institute at Port Aransas, I'm Holly Brawley.
And welcome back to All Indie Radio here on the Global Voice. I'm DJ Frederick. We're going to hear some tunes now from Ray Carman's 1993 release, Bubblegum Buddha. This is called Leaf of Absence.
Thank you.
three tracks from indie musician Ray Carmen's 1993 release, Bubblegum Buddha, and Ray Carmen is still making great music. His most recent band is called Librarians with Hickeys. All right, this is DJ Frederick, and that's about the only time you're going to hear me say the word hickeys. Thanks for joining me here on All Indie Radio. I'm here every other Thursday at 2230 UTC on the best internet station on the entire planet. That's why it's known as the Global Voice.